This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Later in the show, mosquitoes manage to annoy even pythons, and that's giving researchers a new tool in tracking the invasive snake. We'll learn about that. Plus, we'll hear from Lee Health about the current flu situation. But first, tax season is upon us, and that means scammers are out in force looking to steal your information to make a quick buck. To that end, we're talking with Kim Swanson. She's a crime prevention practitioner with the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Kim, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
It's also a time of dread for some who find the whole tax filing process challenging and sometimes expensive. And that's where our next guest comes in. Patrice Cunningham is the United Way Income Tax Assistance Program Manager. Thank you for coming in, Patrice.
Thank you.
We are talking about taxes, about the possibility for scams and assistance in filing. Do you have a question for our guests? Have you ever been the victim of a tax identity theft? We'd like to hear your story, so give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCO. So first, Kim Swanson with the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Let me start with you. What are you seeing this year, and what advice are you giving people to avoid having their tax identity stolen?
Well, we're not seeing anything really brand new, but we are having constantly the IRS imposter scam, which is over the phone. A lot of people are reporting to our fraud line. And this year so far, we've received, last year, I guess, it was over 1,000 calls about it. And basically what it is they call and say they're from the IRS, but now they're getting a little more savvy. And sometimes they'll say Treasury Department or something else because they know a lot of us are up on that and we'll hang up if we hear IRS. One of the twists that they're doing is they usually will say, hey, you owe some taxes. We have a case open for you. And if you don't pay right now, they're going to be a warrant for your arrest, or we're going to send local law enforcement to arrest you. They know now that people, most of them understand that the IRS will send a couple certified letters first. And so some of the scammers are saying, we've sent you a couple certified letters, but you haven't answered them, so now we're calling to make it seem it's more authentic.
Like they got lost
yes,
in the mail.
And it's still the scammer. We have had to our fraud line several older women that have lost a spouse this last year, and they never filed taxes. Their spouse did. And so they're crying on the phone because they don't know. Maybe they did owe back taxes and they're being threatened with a warrant.
Maybe their deceased husband did make a mistake and they didn't
right.
know about it, right?
And yes. And so they're really upset. And it's a scammer, and it's very despicable. But I will tell you that if there is a warrant for your arrest, we're not going to call you ahead of time and say, get your nightie and your flash and your toothbrush,
yeah.
and we're going to pick you up. It's not how it works, and the IRS hasn't worked that way either. They don't threaten. They don't call you. They send those certified letters. That's the first scam. And then the second one that is affecting businesses mostly is the W-2 scam, and it starts on the rise during tax season when it starts, but getting their email, a name of the CEO or the CFO off of the website or off of social media, then they'll send an email to the bookkeeper, to financial, to say, hey, this is Bob. I need the W-2s of these employees sent to me. I'm on vacation or I'm traveling abroad, so I need to get the personnel files. And we've getting reports every year that employees do fall. It's called for a phishing scam. They're phishing for the information, but during tax season, it's for the W-2 scam. So those mm-hmm. are the two that we're seeing the most of.
Wow, I can't believe the audacity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to get that W-2. And then you get that W-2 and they can file whatever they want.
Yeah, then they've got the information.
Do we see more of these kinds of crimes in our area because of the transient nature of our residents? We have a lot of people that don't live here full time. Are people trying to pull this more in our area because of that?
Well, I haven't compared it to other states, but I do believe that is a component of it. Many times we have a lot of retirees here. And we have people that are on vacation. There are different aspects, snowbirds. So they are targeting. They think it's a target-rich environment to call on the phone. 77% of the scams that FTC has reported are through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's a cell phone or a landline, one of the main things that people need to do is guard that Social Security number because that is the master key to your identity. Many times people do not realize that once you have a Social Security number, you need to go to the SSA.gov website on MySSA put in a username and password for your Social Security number. It's like having a house built with no lock. And if you don't go and do that, even if you don't need to go on the website, a criminal that gets your Social Security number will go on there, create a username and password for your Social Security number, and then go in. They can redirect your benefits, your check. They can redirect your address. They can redirect your beneficiaries.
So this is something to do right now.
So, yes, you should put that username
and
password.
I've never heard this before.
Yes. Everybody with a Social Security number over the age of 18 should do that. And then now Social Security has a two-factor authentication code, and you have to set that up so that if you put your username and password, they'll also send you a text or a phone call that you have to put in a code, a unique code that says, yes, this is me, and I'm getting into it.
That's got to be confusing, though, for older people that are just not used to doing that kind of stuff.
Right. And if they're not on the internet, they can go down in person to do it also there. But it behooves everyone that has a Social Security number over the age of 18 to put that lock in place. Because if you leave your purse and your wallet has a Medicare card on it right now because they haven't given the new ones yet, some of them are still carrying Social Security cards around. As a deputy, I'd take reports and there would be Social Security cards, passports, birth certificates, whether it's in your car. You might put out your tax bill, you're in the mail. And now they go by and pick it out of the mail. They can get it off of obituaries. There's a lot of places you get a form to fill out. It has a line saying Social Security number, and you just automatically fill it in without thinking, maybe I better ask, why do they need this? Because many times they don't. But there's a blank, and so you fill it in.
Yeah.
So you have to be really careful to guard your Social Security number, whether it's on a Medicare card or it's the Social Security number itself.
So there are people out there trying to get your information, and then they will file the taxes on your behalf.
Right. That's what the main thing is. A lot of them will do file those taxes. And
try to get your return.
Yes. And then they get the returns. And you don't know about it if you're not checking credit reports until you get a letter saying, hey, you try to file, and no, somebody's already filed for you.
Yeah. So you need to file early.
Yes, before those crooks file for you.
Do they have to intercept a check from the IRS then, or do they end up having it direct routed to – how do they do that?
It's usually they get the Social Security number, and then they just go on the laptop using one of the electronic tax programs, most of them, and just file under your Social Security number. And then they have the check or the reloadable card sent to a foreclosed home. They might go by and pick up mail. Have they pay somebody, hey, I'm going to have it come to you.
Or a snowbird's house.
Yes, yes. So there's various ways that they do, but that's how – and they reap in just thousands and thousands of money that way.
So if people are doing their taxes this season, it used to be seen as kind of a risk to do things online. Is that safe now? And is it considered a better idea to do a direct deposit than to have a check sent out to your house?
I think the direct deposit is the best way to go because we still have mail theft, and many times it might be sitting in your mail and for that purpose. Electronically, they have a lot of safeguards, but you don't do it in a public space like where they have public Wi-Fi.
Yeah, don't sit in a Starbucks.
Right.
No offense to Starbucks.
Right.
Any place with just regular Wi-Fi.
Any kind of an internet cafe, a business center, a hotel, anything to do financially or file your taxes, because they can intercept that and get access to it. So use a tax preparer that you has a reputable reputation, so that anybody can make a business card and open shop and say, hey, I can do your taxes.
Yeah.
So you need to check them out.
All your information.
Yes.
I'll take care of you. Don't you worry.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And if you do file electronically, just watch that public Wi-Fi. Do it in a safe manner. And if you have any papers left over that you've used as drafts, shred those. And if you're going to mail anything out, go to the post office. Don't put it in your mailbox.
Yeah, good idea. Are there any have you heard of any online tax preparing services that are scams themselves, or are they generally safe? Because it's kind of – you can know that, you know, Joe Blow on the corner who has a business card might not be safe, but things can look pretty good on the internet.
Exactly. They can make fake websites. So you have to – that's why you need to check it out. Don't just rely on, oh, here's a tax preparer and it's cheap. I'll go ahead and give them my sensitive personal information. You need to find out – you know, look at the website. Is there an actual address? Send off for information about who they are. Check them out. See if they, you know, if anybody else has used them. But don't just automatically, just because they have a website, assume that it's correct. You can look at the address bar, and if it's a reputable one, a lot of times they'll have that when you do a financial HTTPS, and S means secure. It may be green. The lock is locked. Those are things that says this is a secure website. It's encrypted. It's going to keep your information safe.
All right. Well, if you're just joining the show, we're talking about tax season, tax identity theft, and how to find help getting your taxes done. We're talking with Kim Swanson with the Lee County Sheriff's Office, and Patrice Cunningham is the United Way Income Tax Assistance Program Manager. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So, Patrice Cunningham, thank you for being patient with the United Way Tax Assistance Program. I want to turn now to your organization and find out a little bit more. What is the tax assistance program?
Well, it's VITA, what we call VITA. So it's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And we have IRS certified trained volunteers who work with us from January through April, preparing taxes for free. And those are for household incomes of $66,000 or less. And they can be small business proprietors as long as they don't have employees and their expenses are less than $25,000. We will do those returns as well.
Oh, do you find you have a lot of people in that category because of the gig economy we live in these days?
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of people run, you know, starting their own businesses,
freelancing, just getting a job here and a job there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really challenging to do your taxes by yourself.
Yes.
In that way.
And we have a lot of as big senior populations, so they feel more comfortable coming to someone they can trust in person. And we help them out and alleviate that nervousness and insecurity of doing it yourself, so we can do it for them.
And we talked earlier a little bit about widows, people who may have a deceased spouse who used to take care of all the taxes, and it's really overwhelming when you haven't done it before.
It is, and I've actually taken a few calls this week to book appointments for such cases. And, you know, we say, you know, bring the prior year return. They'll sit with a preparer. And to make them more comfortable, we'll go through everything with them. And their return gets not only done by the preparer, but we review it with a site coordinator so that everything is gone over at least twice to make sure everything's done correctly.
And make sure they get everything that they can get
exactly.
back, which is always the nice bonus at the end of the day. I mean, it's never fun doing the whole taxes. Unless, you know, you're an accountant and you live for it.
and these volunteers, let me tell you, I have volunteers who've been doing it for 15 years. They come back. Our return ratio on volunteers for taxes is over 65%.
I bet they're just they love just being able to find that for people. I mean, have you ever seen people leaving almost in tears because they're so happy with what they've gotten?
It's too many to talk about. I mean, we've had moms who were going to have their car foreclosed, you know, houses foreclosed or cars repoed, and we've got their earned income tax credit or their child care credit, and they're walking out with quite a hefty refund and a relief to catch up on things and get ahead for the rest of the year.
Financial stress can be just one of the worst,
but it
can, that kind of relief of that return can also just be equally on the other side a joyous occasion. Are there any pleasant surprises this tax season that may mean more of a refund for people, things like Hurricane Irma related things, anything like that?
There's a few. I know there's a $500 credit for the hurricane refund for Florida. So if you bring your information in and you did have any losses, we can check against that. Again, as long as you fall within our $66,000 or less threshold, which is quite a bit of our community.
Yeah, it is. We have a call coming in from Roger in Naples. He has a question. Roger, what would you like to ask about?
Yes, hi. My question is my 2017 tax return was not filed. My long-term accountant I've used, they normally file my return, and I've lost touch with them. They're not responding, and I don't know whether maybe they passed away or they're sick. And I don't know exactly where to go from here because they've filed my taxes for 30 years. And any recommendation on how to go about, where do I start?
Okay. Well, as long as you have your return from prior years, they can access that or at least see consistently what your deductions are. And if you fall into the income threshold we're talking about, we have sites. United Way does taxes for free in the Collier County as well. So you could just dial 211 in Collier County and you can find a local appointment there to help you out.
Does that answer your question, Roger?
Yeah. Okay. So to go in or call 211 and set up an appointment and go in and try to find, or they'll help me file my 2017 as well as my 2018.
Yeah. Well, 2018 is not going to be till the end of this year, so we're looking at filing 2017.
I'm sorry. It was actually 2016 that they didn't get filed. I'm sorry.
Okay. Most of our tax sites can do prior year returns. So we can do 2016. So when you call in, just tell them you need two appointments, one for 2016, one for 2017, so we can get you caught up.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Roger. So I know that you had your tax-a-thon on February 2nd.
Yes, Friday.
How many people came out?
We had over 47 families come out. We did 47 returns, 112,000 in refunds. So it was exciting. 35 volunteers. It was a great day. It was just a kickoff season. We've got 15 locations that people can still file at.
Yeah, so that was the kickoff on February 2nd. And so if they missed that particular – the tax-a-thon, which is an accountant's dream. Where can they go if they missed that? Are there locations set up? How do they get in touch with someone?
We have 15 locations throughout Lee, Hendry, Glades, Charlotte County, plus Collier County does it as well. They can call 211 or 239-433-3900 to make an appointment, or they can also go on our website.
Okay, and if anybody missed the phone numbers or the website, we have links to that on WGCUnews.org. Just click on the Gulf Coast Live tab and find the show, and we have links to all that information for both subjects that we're talking about. Is there an online way for people to get this tax preparation assistance, or is it mainly an in-person thing that you're doing?
We have two programs. So we have in person, and then we have myfreetaxes.com, which is a United Way and H&R Block software that has a live chat line and a phone line to call in. So if it's easy as it walks you right through the system. So if you only have one W-2, or even if you have your small business, you can log on and off. You don't have to do them all at one time. And it is a very secure website as well, as we talked about. So,
mm-hmm. And is there a language component to all this for people who primarily speak languages other than English?
We have Spanish-speaking preparers or interpreters at our sites. And we have for interpreters for the deaf as well.
Okay, well, that's great. That helps. So I want to go back to Kim Swanson with the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Are there any resources that people can access if they fear that they may have been victimized by a tax identity theft? What do people do if they suspect something like this?
Well, there are several of them. One is the IRS has their Identity Protection Specialized Unit. And if you find out that you have been a victim of IRS or tax fraud, that's the first number you should call. That's 1-800-908-4490. And that's specially for the tax fraud. Then you also should file a complaint with FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and you can do that either by a phone number or you can do it online at FTC's, because they take complaints from all over the nation and they'll know, yeah, we're working with that number or this person, and we have like 10 other or 100 other people, and they're looking at it as a case basis to for their investigation. So they should be filing with both of those.
All right. And then let's tell me again the website to go and register a password and things to secure my Social Security number. I'm really nervous about that. I really want to do that.
Me too.
And you'll need to go to ssa.gov.
Okay.
And don't just Google it. Make sure that you go to the correct, because they may have some fake ones to set, but it's www.ssa.gov.
Yeah, so don't go to ssa.gov.
And look for that green. It'll say Social Security Administration. And then when you get on there, it'll say My SSA, and that's where you set up your personalized area
and make sure
to get in.
And make sure it's .gov.
Right.
.gov is
right.
The key, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I guess another thing that I just think maybe we should reiterate is that the IRS isn't really calling anybody.
Right. They don't call. They send certified letters. Mm-hmm. Now, we have had some, because of the scam of IRS is so prevalent. They'll get a letter and thinking it's a scam and just shred it. So if you do get a certified letter that says from IRS, because there are people that'll copy and paste the IRS logo and try to send, if you get any type of a letter that has a link in it or an email that has a link in it, some kind of a letter, call the IRS, check with them, is this actually from you? Because most of the time, any letter you get or an email will have some kind of misspellings in it. It'll have dear taxpayer. It'll be very generic. Yeah. And the IRS does not do that. And they also do not contact you through social media. So make sure that if you get something on Twitter or you get something at Facebook, it's not from the IRS.
All right. And also maybe remind people to keep an eye on their older relatives.
Yes.
And friends.
Yes. And especially if someone has just had a loved one pass away or they're an older person living, a snowbird or living full time, just check with them. Hey, how's it going? I know it's tax season. You have any problems? Because IRS tax scams are prevalent and they have a good resource and just say call 211 or, hey, let me help you out with that to make sure that you don't become a victim.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's about all the time that we have, but I wanted to thank our guests, Kim Swanson with the Lee County Sheriff's Office and Patrice Cunningham with the United Way Tax Assistance Program. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
And, of course, we have links to all of this information on our website at wgcunews.org. So if you missed anything, any numbers, any websites that you wanted to go check, then check there. Up next is the worst flu season we've seen in Southwest Florida for a decade. We'll learn the latest from a Lee Health epidemiologist next. Stay with us. Let me